Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is truly remarkable, incredible, awesome. What an awesome man of we serve. God is so good this evening. You had just turned in to Purpose Kingdom Network. This show is The Daughters of Ruth. This is the 1,481st show. I'm talking 1,481. Come on, God is good. If you're listening and would like to share the conversation this evening, please invite a friend or two so we can have a lovely conversation. We're going to be talking about love and hate. Love and hate. God is, like I said, is truly good. And I'm your host, Maureen Leaf, with the Daughters of Ruth. And I told Pastor Toy this evening, God has been, his grace and his mercy really has been keeping me this past couple of months from my daughter's car being shot up. And the other day, her girlfriend is one of the ones in the Huntington Park area that got stabbed, and she died yesterday in surgery. And that's one of her college friends that, you know, that she was with every day. They started Bible study at Central Penn University. Her and Tamara, Jaden, and Laura had Bible study in their dorms, and other children came to fellowship with them. And that was the love of God that God implanted in their hearts. So sometimes everything is not what it always appears. When God dwells in the place, his love will show. Just as if hatred motivates you, people will see that hatred. And although you're born in sin and shaped in his iniquity, you don't have to be that way. You can be changed through God's love and his grace that passes all understanding. And that's what we need to be sharing more of, his love. His love. Oh, my God. We're going to go to 1 John 4 and 8. 1 John 4 and 8. Because I want y'all to really share this conversation, because it's too much hatred. Hatred is a root. It grows deep. And if you don't realize it, turn on your news, and that's all you'll see, with babies are killing babies because they don't know how to love. They were never shown love. I'm talking about the love of forgiveness, the love of others, the love that it just, when God love falls upon you, when you accept that love, oh, my God, it will just change your outlook on life. And we're going to read 1 John 4 and 8. But I'm going to read above that, Beloved, which is number 7. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. Number 8, he that loveth not, knowing not God, for love, God is love. God is love. In this was manifested that God of love towards us, because that love sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we live through him. That's that agape love, that love that you give. You're supposed to give that love not just to your children, but to your neighbors, to your enemies. Even your enemies. You love them with the love of Christ. I'm not going to tell you it's easy. It's hard. But when you worship and you pray and you fast and you study and you hold yourself accountable for your actions, let that love manifest itself. Let that love show. Because trust and believe me, if it's in your heart, people will see it. If that God love is there, darkness got to leave. Because when that light come in a room, what happens when you turn on that light? Darkness leaves. That's the kind of love we need to tell our brothers and our sisters and our neighbors about. That's the kind of love that can heal the land. That's the kind of love where two or three are gathered in the midst, my God will dwell. That's the kind of love we need to be teaching and preaching. That's the kind of love that will heal this nation. And now it's like, it is close to home for me because I love being Maureen. I love being Maureen. God gave me my name. I never understood, but I'm grateful. And everyone that know me know I don't change for nobody. I have babies that I didn't give birth to that I love just as I gave birth. And when you have that kind of love that will just take on the characteristics of being a mother because they don't have one, being a grandmother because they don't have one, God put me with people that need that unconditional love that can heal and help with forgiveness. Philadelphia is going crazy right now. Because they got to be shown that love. The corner boys, the 14-year-olds, the 13-year-olds that's grabbing guns, girls stabbing girls, shooting at girls. We have to preach love, you guys. If we don't preach love, the murder count is going to keep growing. We're going to have to fall on our knees. God gave his only begotten son for us. And if he can make the blind man see and the deaf man hear and the lame man walk and Lazarus risen from the dead, we got that same power to heal our land. We just have to activate our faith. And I was talking to one of my spiritual sisters in Christ, and we always say, if you have the faith of a mustard, it says grain of a mustard seed. And she brought that to my attention again. A grain of a mustard seed. A grain is smaller than a mustard seed. But we activate our faith. And we stand on every principle that God gave us. Every characteristic that our Father has. Love, forgiveness, understanding. All that goes with God's grace and his love and his mercy. And I was just like, when I got that call that one of my spiritual daughters was hurt, I cried because that was like my baby. Her and Tamara always said, Big M, what you cooking, Mom? Because that's what they called me. And when they went through something, had a major test at college, we got to praying together. All five of us, whoever was in her room, most of the time was like seven of them, and we all prayed together, cried on the phone together, and guess what, you guys? They faith. They passed every test. Tamara only had a couple classes left, and she was getting weary, but she stuck in there. Laura finished early. I'm grateful. Jada had 1 year left. A couple months because she was still into her classes. But her life was taken from her by senseless people. Senseless girls out there fighting in Huntington Park. For what? For what? Now they going down for murder. Still have to love that individual that did it. I still have to love everybody that was in that fight. Although one of my babies was murdered behind it, I still have to give them that compassion. Because maybe they didn't get that love. Maybe they didn't get that support that morning. The enemy is running rapid, and we letting them get away with it by not showing each other love, but not preaching the word. We keeping God's word to ourselves. We're not sharing it. I know we might not be in the building right now, but your Bible is on the phone. Your Bible is sitting on your coffee table, on your mantelpiece. Your knees is when you walk, you got your legs and your knees. We're not going down on bended knees asking God to heal our land. We're falling short somewhere, people, because he said two or three are gathered. He'll be in the midst. If one can take 10,000, two will put how many to flee? If all of us join hands, we all have to join hands and heal our land. All we got to do is spread his word, and God will do the rest. Spread his word, plant the seeds, and God will do the rest. But what side is your heart on? Can your heart, put your hands on your heart. Tell me what kind of heart you have. Do you have that heart with the love of Christ? I'm talking about the real Christians, not just the root. Yo, don't get mad at me, babe. I got to speak what I feel. I can't talk to the lukewarm Christians because that's not the type of Christians I need right now. I need the warriors. I need that grandma back in the day that said, I'm not letting go, God. I'm not getting off my knees. I'm a tarry in my living room. I'm a tarry in my kitchen. I'm a tarry in church. I'm a tarry in the bathroom. I don't care where I got to go. I'm a tarry for my family because they need my love right now. We forgot how to tarry at the altar. We forgot how to, oh, hallelujah, God. We have forgotten who we were and who we are and who we stand for. Because at this time last week, the conversation could have been different. I could have said, yes, my daughter was driving away and the bullet struck her car. It could have been a totally different conversation. But we try our best, my husband and I. We do what we need to do for our children. We made up in our minds we're going to stand for Christ. We're going to die for him. For God I live, and for God I die. We no longer put hedges of protection around them, but we build walls. We build walls. We're losing too many young people. We're losing too many loved ones from senseless violence. Love. We're going to read Mark 12. Can you please write these scriptures down? Because I really want y'all to go back to them and, like, read them, because this is real, you guys. this is the best written book ever. It's still number one in so many countries, so many cities. We're going to read Mark 12:29. And Jesus answered him, "The first of all the commandments is, hearken, O hear, O Israel, for the Lord our God is one Lord. And he shall love the Lord with all thy," what? "Heart. And with all thy," what? "Soul. And with all thy mind. And with all thy strength. For this is the first commandment." Love. And if y'all have the King James Version Bible, it's written in red. And when I was growing up, my grandmom used to say, God's blood wrote the Bible. And I believe that it's in red. And I'm just going to stay here for a little bit with the love, because I want y'all really to understand. Every time I go on Instagram or Twitter, I ask God to just send love. And I ask God to just heal, put peace in these young men and young sisters' hearts that can pick up a baseball bat, that can pick up a knife, that can pick up a gun. I said, God, can't it jam? When they try to stab somebody, let it bend. When they trying to swing the bat, their arm go limp. They can't even pick, they holding it, and when they go to swing it, it just drop. Or when they go to pull the trigger, it just jams. Because they're kids, and they just don't know. The enemy's job is to kill, steal, and destroy. If he's doing his job, what are you doing? He should be scared. He's not omnipresent. He's walking to and fro, seeking who he can kill, steal, and destroy. So we can take one block at a time. Take one block and get one Christian in that neighborhood to connect with another Christian in that neighborhood. And let the chain of love begin. God will heal the land because we're planting seeds. Our job as Christians is to sow seeds, discipleship, not just on Sundays. Our love should be 7 days a week, 24 hours in a day, 60 seconds in a minute. That's our love. That's how he loved us. No questions asked. He loved us first. You're listening to Purpose Kingdom Network. This is the 1,481st episode. I am your host, Maureen Lee. If you'd like to call in for the conversation, the number is 1-319-527-6091. And we have to pray for the families of the lost ones, that they be strong and hold them up. But also let them know, I know what happened to you hurts, but we have to love our enemies. And we have to kill them with forgiveness, compassion, and understanding so our land can be healed. when Pastor Toy called me this evening, she said, "Are you ready for the show?" I said, "Yes, I am. I don't understand everything God do, but I try my best to accept it. I don't understand every aspect of life, but I find myself having compassion for others." And my kids used to ask, "How can you love that person? How can you call that person daughter and they not your daughter?" Easy. Because God is the father of many, just like Mary was the mother of many. Abraham had many sons, and many sons had Father Abraham. And I'm a mother. My name is Maureen, and I'm a mother of many. And I have a lot of daughters of my own. And when they bring seven daughters, and when they bring other girls that call me mom, auntie, grandma, great-grandma, or just show me that love and compassion, I give it back to them. Because I want them to know, if you don't get love today at home, when you see out more and more, that's what you're going to get. I don't care if you're Buddhist, Muslim, the Israelites. It don't bother me. I'm going to love you with the love of Christ because that's who I am. That's who God called me to be. See, you need a T-shirt, and I have one on. I have a jacket. I'm going to give you the T-shirt and just zip up my jacket. Because that's who God called me to be. And that's what he called you to be as Christians. If you see a bum on the street and you don't trust it, you go buy their food. But you're supposed to do it from the bottom of your heart, no matter what they do with it. Because you did it from the bottom of your heart to help another brother or sister. Understand? Please feel free to call in so we can have this discussion because it needs to be said. We need to love like never before. We need to be shown love like never before. Because they said, "My God is love, and love is God." So who do you stand for? Who do you believe in? Because the word says, "As of me and my household, we shall serve the Lord." We shall. And my daughters will tell you, I used to wake them up and they get mad. Ooh, did they get mad? But ask me, did I care? I was like, "All right, we all going to church. Nobody's sleeping. Let's go." You can grunt, talk under your breath, but guess what? We leaving out of here. And we left out of there. And we all went to church. We fellowship together because my family that prays together stays together. I ain't going to say you're not going to have ups and downs because you will. You're not going to always agree on the same thing all the time. But I believe in God's mercy can change anything. God's love can see through anything. So who do you believe in? Who do you stand for? Who do you love? I challenge you today. After you hear this message this evening, call up that cousin, that friend, talk to that neighbor, and just say, please forgive me if I wronged you. I want to make this right. How can we go from here? Because my father is love, and I wasn't showing you that, but I'm willing to show you now. Would you please accept my apology? I don't care if you don't think you did anything wrong. If it can break the ice to melt someone else's heart when you think it's worth it, Would you not think it's worth it? Because I would. It's worth to heal the land. It's worth it to show compassion to others. It's worth it. Like I said, I ain't say it's going to be easy. Anything you love is not always easy. It's not always easy, but it's doable. It's doable, you guys. Love. L-O-V-E. Love. Love for one another. Love your brother or sister. If my father can love me through all my mess, through all my garbage, through all my lies, through all my mess, he can love you the same. Because long as I confess it with my mouth and believe it in my heart and accept Christ as my personal Savior, my sins are passed away and I become a new creature, he can do it for you just today. Put on that love. Put on that forgiveness. Put it on for me, you guys. We got to change this thing. And we can do it by love. Love. L-O-V-E. Is it possible? I believe it is. Because we have a God that looks down and he looks high. And he sees everything. And if he do it for me, he'll do it for you. He did it. He parted the Red Sea for Moses. He did it. Daniel in the lion's den. The fiery furnace. He did it. He's the same guy. The same guy. And he loves us. He loves us through our mess. He loves us with all our imperfections. Do you realize how we disappoint him daily? Every day we do something wrong. We're going to read John 4:19. 1 John 4:19. It's so many scriptures about this love I'm talking about. And I just want y'all to really pick up your Bibles this evening and read it with us, because I want y'all to really get this. I'm going to read 18 first. There is no fear in love, but perfect love chases out fear, because fear has tormented him. He that fears not is not made perfect is love. We love him because he first loved us. If a man say, I love God and hate his brother, he is a liar. For he has love and not love his brother whom he has sent, who he has seen, how can he love God for whom he has not seen? So he's saying, if I see my brother every day and I can't love him, but I can't see God, but I can love him, that's backwards. If I can see my brother through all his mess, because my mess ain't clean, My mirror is not spotless. So I should be able to love my brother or my sister or my neighbor. I know sometimes it's, I told my place sister in Christ this. Oh, you got that neighbor you just went, oh, I have done this. If we had some of 27th Street on this phone right now, they'll tell you. I tried love, and sometimes it's just I have to, God forgive me, I threw that, yes, I did, knock him down. Oh, yes, I did. But I had to go back with my elders, Miss Bobby and Miss Alice, from the block, even Thomasina, to go to this person and ask for forgiveness. She didn't forgive me, but I had to say it. My heart is clear now because I put it on the table. I went to the elders, and I took them with me for a witness so she can't say I didn't say it. I went to them, but I put it out there. Whether she chooses to forgive me or not is not my concern anymore because I went to her as a woman, as a child of God. I know who I am, and apologized, and then told my pastor right after it happened. I called because I felt convicted, and I tried my best to hold my peace. I tried everything to turn the other cheek, but I couldn't turn it for the third time. You heard that saying, three strikes, you're out. It don't make it right. It felt good for a little minute, but I felt convicted. I couldn't run around the church with that on my heart. I couldn't take communion with that on my heart because it would have been impure. But if you ask me, do I love that person? Yes, because God asked me to. He told me to. Sometimes you got to do things that don't make that's not comfortable. If forgiveness is not comfortable for you, you need to do it more to make it easier for you. The more you learn forgiveness and love, the easier it becomes. Amen? Again, you're listening to Purpose Kingdom Network. I'm your host, Maureen Lee, with the Daughters of Ruth. I would love to hear your response on this conversation. Love, please call in. And tell me what you think, how you're feeling. If you feel as though you wanted to say something that I might not have said or you want to add to a conversation, feel free to do so. Well, because I might have forgot to say something. I'm not that type of person. I would love you to join the conversation. Let's talk love. Let's talk forgiveness. Let's talk about it. Amen. Now that we've read that, I want to just have a simple conversation because it's like I'm all cried out. And God is too good to me for me not to speak from my heart. And a lot of people say they love me because of who I am and what I believe and what I stand for. And if I do something wrong, I don't mind saying I'm sorry. Forgive me, I messed up. I don't say my bag. Oh, my bag. Oh, no, it's my fault. Forgive me, please. Please accept my apology because I didn't know. I said it the way I said it, but I didn't mean it the way I said it. And let's go from love. And it works for me. And I try my best not to do the same mistake twice. Because I do it to Charles all the time. And I really don't mean to, but sometimes it come out wrong, but I don't mean to. But he knows me by now, so he know I don't mean to say it the way, oh, wait a minute, not like, just I'm busy right now, I'm going to do it, but just wait a minute. And I'll just say, oh, wait a minute. Because I'll be caught up doing something else at the time. And it just comes out like that. Amen. And I always try to tell my you know, the way I feel. And this is how I feel. I'm just so tired of looking on No Gun Zone and all the murders, and my brother-in-law puts the murder counts up. And it's crazy how the city of Philadelphia is almost closer to four in homicides. And then if they get martial law in Philadelphia, y'all will be complaining because they're not going to care who they kill when you're killing yourself. But the first thing y'all will say, the white man holding me back or the white man killing us. But you forgot to look at the man in the mirror. You have people that don't want to go to work because the checks are getting good. What, that money's going to be paid back one way or the other, but most likely it won't be you paying it back because you ain't the one working for real, for real. We talk about the people that's been working for many years. Many years. Oh, I'm saying with love. Oh, yeah, I'm saying this with love. I'm saying it with love. We got to get off the seat of do nothing, do something. If the church is not open, put your mask on. Knock on your neighbor's door. I'm about to go to the store right now. Do you want me to pick you up anything? Oh, I see the front of your house is dirty, so I'm cleaning mine. I might as well clean yours, too. Show that neighborly love we used to do. See, y'all young people don't know nothing about it because there's too many young mothers having babies and not being taught how to be mothers. Oh, I said it. Yes, I did. Yes, I did. See, you have to be shown how to love to do love. And I'm going to show you every day I can that I love you. I'm going to show you it every day that I love you. Every day. Miss Maureen loves you. Clear it. I love you. We're going to do the call of salvation. And I'm going to ask Pastor Toy. Pastor Toy, would you mind doing the call of salvation? And after the call of salvation, the announcements, please. I appreciate it. Wait a minute. Other side. Clear it. My granddaughter's trying to get me to help her with something. Okay, we're going to do the call of salvation, and after the call of salvation, we'll do the announcement. The call of salvation, amen. I'm going to keep it. Go ahead, Pastor Toy.
Amen, amen. I apologize. I was trying to get the board to come up, and the board was acting silly on me. But we bless and thank God for the love of God and for the love of Christ. And if you would like to be attached to that love that Reverend Maureen was talking about this evening, if you would like to know what it is to be able to experience agape love. Agape love is unconditional love. That means that God loves you no matter who you are, what you have done. Come to him with a repenting in your heart. And repenting means asking forgiveness with a desire to turn away from that you've been doing wrong. If you come to him with that repenting in your heart, come to him asking to experience the love of God. I love the way that God's word says it in John 3:16. It says, for God so loved this world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. It's that whosoever clause that I love, because whosoever covers every race, every economic situation, every cultural situation, every physical situation. It does, whosoever doesn't care if you were from an adulterer to a zealot, whichever sin fell in between, whosoever can cover you if you come unto the Lord seeking to be covered, seeking to be clean, seeking to be changed. And it's something that you do very easily. You just simply repeat this prayer after me. You say, Father God, I come to you this evening blessing you and praising your holy name. I come asking you to come into my life. I come asking you to forgive me of my sins. I come asking you to allow me to walk in the love that you have always shown to us, but I did not always see. I ask your son Jesus to come into my life and forgive me of my sins and to begin to make me new. In Jesus' name, amen. Then the next thing you do is you just tell somebody. You don't have to wait until the church doors are open for Bible study or worship service, Sabbath worship service, Sunday worship service, prayer service. That's all about a church membership. And we encourage that, but that's about a membership. We're talking about a personal relationship. And according to God's word, if you confess it in your out your mouth and believe it in your heart, then you are saved. So to confess it, you did the first step when you said the prayer. The next step is just tell somebody, say, hey, I accepted Jesus as my personal Savior, or I asked Christ to come into my life. However you say it and whoever you say it to, as soon as you make the profession of faith out of your mouth, according to God's word, you are saved, and we welcome you to the kingdom of God. Hallelujah, God. Now, of course, we encourage you to find a Bible-believing, teaching, preaching sanctuary where you can grow in the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ and heal from the trials and the tribulations of this world. Until then, that's why God has Purpose Kingdom Network here just for you. Please join us tomorrow evening at 9 p.m. for another episode of Purpose Kingdom Network right here on www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom. We would love to hear from you, to pray with you, and to pray for each and every one of you. Amen. Know that we love you with the love of Christ. We invite you to join in with us on our radio station, PKN Radio. That's PKN Radio, where God has blessed us to be able to share the love of God and the love of Christ, the saving knowledge of Christ, through gospel music 24 hours a day. So we invite you, you can listen in again at PKN Radio, or you can listen in via our webpage, www.pknradio.com. Either way you choose to, we know that the word of God is still blessing and that God is still on the throne. We thank and bless God for the word that came forth this evening from Reverend Maureen Lee and her topic, love. You don't get no better than that. Reverend Maureen, again, we say thank you. God bless you. And the ministry is back in your hands.
Thank you so much, Pastor Toy. I love you. And it's just love is a four-letter word. And I know some people use it and not mean it. When I tell you I love you, trust and believe, you're going to know it and you're going to feel it. Because like I said, I don't have to give birth to you to love you as a daughter. I don't have to give birth to you to love you as a son. Because the only sons I have are son-in-laws and grandsons. And got a lot of godsons. A lot of godsons. God has truly blessed me to put young men that consider me a mom in their life. And that's what they call me. And I can't name everybody that lives I touch, but I told my husband one day, if I can put on my page one day, give me my accolade and my roses now while I can read them and smell them. Don't wait till it's too late to tell someone you love them. Don't wait till it's too late to say, oh, I should have called that person. If a person crossed your mind, pick up the phone and call, see about them. See about them. Because it does my heart good when I go on the Facebook and I see Thomasina and Catherine and Minister Bernard and all them working in their ministries. It do my heart good. Because when you see people that's really trying to grow from God, you try to go after them so they can spread the word. because I remember when Minister Bernard first started, he was the drummer at New Salem. But look at him now. Now he's on Purpose Kingdom Network doing this thing, doing what God called him to do. And I just tell my husband that, honey, I'm so glad you got with Bernard and told him about Purpose Kingdom. I am grateful because now he can spread the word to others. This brother's writing books now. And you got Sister Adrian writing books now. Guess what? Write those books. And then I have a pastor that's in my life right here in Locust Grove, Georgia. That's a dynamic woman of God. Oh, I can only get her and Pastor Toy together on the phone and on the radio, in the Facebook ministries and our online ministries. Phenomenal. So if you turn on your Facebook and your Instagram, you will hear real preaching. But be careful who planting seeds in your heart, because they have good ground and bad ground. So be careful who you getting advice from. Make sure that a woman, a man of God, and study to show yourself approved, a workman, not be ashamed of the gospel. Be sure you study. Be sure you pray. Honey, we was talking about love. Is there anything you want to say on the air about love? With all this murder going on in Philadelphia, the only thing that's going to break that cycle is love. God's love. That agape love.
Love and prayer.
You know?
Get back to that old-fashioned prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Start praying for our children again. And we never been the type of parents that, have our kids say, you all in my business. Why you want to know where I'm going? We got to get back to that.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of our kids are so gone as far as in the mind. They don't understand danger.
Mm-hmm.
God is talking to you saying, don't go there, don't go here, be that person.
You ready to eat? Yeah, I want to eat this. Okay, give me a minute, sweetie. I'm sorry, you guys. Okay, sit down. I'm going to get ready to give you eat. Yeah, but as my husband was saying, go ahead, honey.
Yeah, no, we have to get back to that old-fashioned family stuff again. You need to know exactly what your kids are doing, who they're talking to, where they're going. Because you, as an intercessor, you'll know exactly, no, you got to leave that alone. You can't go there. You can't go there. You can't be around those type of people. Because like me and my wife always say, once you elevate yourself in God and, you overcome, you done got degrees, you're doing better, you can't go back where you used to come from. Because there's so many haters there, so many people that don't want you to succeed.
Amen.
So when you get your education, get your degrees, go somewhere else. Start a new life somewhere in another city, another state.
Yeah, start your new life in another place. Sometimes you got to pick up, ask God for grace and mercy, and travel outside your comfort zone. And I'm like I said, I'm grateful that we here in Atlanta, well, Georgia, to give another person the opportunity. As we told my our girls, and their friends, if y'all got to stay with us and sleep in extra rooms on the floor just
care.
To get started,
we don't care.
New beginnings.
Family that prays together
stays together. Amen. And we believe in helping one another. Because we didn't have that help when we was coming along. We didn't have that help. We got preached at.
Yeah.
Preach at fires and brimstone. You're going to hell. That's how we're talking to you guys. We're showing you the love that God, man, if you let God love on you just a little bit, things will change.
And like I heard you say earlier, and I was in there now, I heard you, the devil come to do what?
Kill, steal, and destroy. He walking back and forth.
He is on his job. So if you want to take a day off and don't be on your job, that's why so many things are happening. Because we're not being intercessors for our kids, our friends. We got to pray for them. Because God picked you
mm-hmm.
to do that. So see, if you're not doing it, you're not on your job. So the devil going to kill, steal, and destroy your people.
Amen. I have another challenge for everybody. I hope if you follow me on Facebook or if you need my information from Pastor Toy, let's pick a time that we can come together where two or three are gathered, and we pick that time every day at 1, 12, whatever time that's good for you guys. Put it down, and we will pray with you at that time. Pray for all these murders in the cities. Let's pray for the country. Let's pray. Because I know my God is real. I know my God can do some things. I know he can. Because right now, sometimes I feel like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the fiery furnace. And it's like hard to get out right now because there's so many people left. But it was four people in that furnace. Four. The angel was with him. The angels was with them, so you're not alone. And I wanted to tell my girls and Jada, your family, I told Laura to let y'all listen tonight. I know Laura's there with them. You're never alone, no matter how it looks. I can't tell you how to feel when you lost a child, but I can tell you I love you, and I'm here if you need me. I might live in Georgia, but a prayer will get to you fast, quick, and in a hurry, because that's how fast my God is.
One prayer away.
Pastor Toy, do we have any callers on or anything? Okay, because
hey, man, we do have a lot of people listening in, but we do not have anyone that has pushed one. They are enjoying this word that is going out this evening about the love that God has to give to each and every one of his creation. And again, I just want to say I thank God for you and for reminding us about the love of Christ and how much that love gets us through, pulls us through. The love of God to me is like a bridge over troubled waters. Amen. It's like a life raft when you're drowning in the ocean of life. It's like that little, what the Coast Guard boat that comes out and looks for you when your ship is sinking. It's like that searchlight that flies around through the lights, spotting out so that you can land safely or find your way safely to shore. It is nothing like the love of God. So I just want to thank you for letting me share that part, and the ministry's back in your hand to close us out.
Thank you, Pastor Toy. And like I tell you, I try my best to just be honest. That's all I can be is honest. When the leaves say they love you, trust and believe we love you. And if the leaves is willing to open up their house to give you a new beginning, trust and believe. We prayed about it before we came to this decision.
Amen.
That God needs to change some things. And sometimes my daughter, Chrissy, you know, me and her go through it sometimes. She said, but you don't always have to move. You have to move from the situations that's in your life. Because if God, you want God to do a new thing, don't go in the same predicament where you were. Wherever you got in trouble at, you can't be there anymore. I don't care if you move to Denver. I don't care if you just move outside your comfort zone where God can use and anoint and appoint you.
You know what I say all the time, honey, when we used to do our shows? I tell people, you don't drown because you fall in the water. You drown because you stay there.
Ooh, I like that. You don't drown because you fall in. You drown because you stay there. And when you stay there, you become panicky. And that panic part takes you under. So we asking you to step out on faith. Step out on that troubled water. Because I'm quite sure God is talking to many of people right now for a new beginning, a new city. It don't have to be Georgia. It could be North Carolina. It could be anywhere you choose it to be. But sometimes you got to move so your children can be safe. Amen. Okay, again, I want to thank you. so much for being just listening to the conversation this evening. And I just want to thank God for giving me the strength. Because when I tell you, I'm still in the crying, got this cry in me, and it's okay because I know, Jada, you're sleeping. And when that sounding horn comes, I know I'm going to see you again. Because I knew who you are, what you were called to do, and who you believe. Amen. And Laura Lee and Charlie, all to all my daughters, all of y'all all over the world, because they're all over the world right now, I just want you to know your mom loves you, and she sends up timber for you guys every day. And for the ones that call me auntie, grandma, great-grandma, any title you put on my name, Minister Lee, Maureen, look, any title you give me, trust and believe, I just say, God, for people to give me that genuine love, give them their blessings. Even the God, people to give me the hatred love, God, send them blessings. Amen. Send them blessings. Just to do whatever you need to do in their life to bring them to the place they will accept you. I'm okay with. All, each and every one of us. But I'm just so grateful that my God found it not robbery to choose me. To choose me. Because I've been running long enough. Well, I used to say, Pastor Toy, I ain't hear it. He didn't tell me that. I'm not saying that no more. The marathon run is over. God has already won the race. And for him I live and for him I die. So wherever God wants me to go, do anything, I'm going to be obedient. Because he has been very obedient to me. I got my deck on my house built. God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. I got more land than I thought I had. God is so good. Because he's blessing. And I sow my seeds, and I might get paid once a month, but I sow my seeds once a month, so pay my tithes and offerings. And I sow to a woman of God that's going to plant seeds, that's been planting seeds in my life. And every seed she planted in my life, I see the growth in my life. Amen. So I just want to thank God for my pastor, for my shepherd, Pastor Francisco Schupner, I thank you. And for anybody that got Amazon, please go out and get her book, Loving You is Killing Me. Please just do great things in life. If God give you a ministry, activate that ministry and walk on faith. Don't get scary. Don't get weary. Walk on faith. Step out on faith. Step out on every promise that God has made unto you. Every promise. Because he's not going to take you nowhere where his grace can't keep you. Amen. So we'll be signing off. I thank you for listening to the Daughters of Ruth and Purpose Kingdom Network, the 1,481st episode. We'll be signing off with the love of Christ. And when the leads say they love you, trust and believe we love you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose.
Whoever wanna see me down, I will not lose.
He saved me.